Hi and welcome to GamerCast episode 158. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. And if we sound tired and hot, blame Chris.
Because we've just finished doing the WoW edition of GamerCast and it is really warm. I imagine American listeners will probably look at what temperature it is here and go, oh, that's not warm, but we do not have aircon in our houses. We got windows. Oh, it's so warm.
Right, so obviously E3 is next week.
Yeah, so we've been scouting out what rumours are coming out, as well as what pre-videos ready for tantalising bits that will be released at the show itself.
Yeah, I suppose the biggest piece of news, which has sort of leaked itself out, is the PSP Go.
Yes.
So this is going to be a new version of the PlayStation Portable. It's going to be officially announced on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got some, you know, videos of it and things like that, which have accidentally been released.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a PSP.
It's taller but thinner. And it's on a slide like a phone as well.
I'm talking. It's a bit smaller than the existing one.
Mm.
It's a similar sort of size to, say, an iPhone. But it's more, you know, this sort of thickness because it's got a slide out. You know, it's about whatever that is. A centimetre and a half. Like high. Because instead of having the controls on the front of the device in the way, you've got slide-out controls instead. So if you're just watching a video on it, you know, you've just got the screen on the front of the device with nothing else in the way.
Mm.
Then if you want to actually play a game, all the controls slide out.
And your hands are away from the screen, so no more thumbprint.
Yeah. They've dropped the UMD drive, like a lot of us were expecting them to do. So the UMD drive is gone. Instead, now everything's going to be downloadable.
Ah, so
it's still, you know, it's still, the specs are still similar to a PSP. So, I mean, instead of just having it on the UMD, it's you download it instead.
Which makes a lot more sense, because on the PlayStation 3 at the moment, the PlayStation Network shop,
you can download PSP games already. Yeah,
yeah.
This is the same thing.
So it gives that extra access. Puts it in a different market, because it means developers are going to stop developing for PS. Are we going to see this on a digital download and UMD for those people who are still have?
I'd imagine we'll see both for a while,
and then it'll mark.
And
up.
I wouldn't imagine there'd be like anything too difficult to overcome developer wise. I mean, you know,
I know the
there
shop.
Might be a config file which might be different.
The shop is available on PSP at the moment from one of the last updates I remember before I got rid of mine. So even if they did completely stop UMD, if you had a PSP old version or a PSP Slimline, you would still be able to access all this new content and still have your UMD drive to play all your old games. So really, it's whether or not you'd want to lose all your old games and go to this new version.
Where, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, maybe they'll announce something like that on Tuesday. Like, they'll announce, like, a UMD drive for the PlayStation 3,
yeah,
where you could, you know, put the UMD disc in and it will spit it out to your PSP.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they would do something like that, maybe not.
Mm.
Or maybe they'd give you, you know, some sort of, I don't know, maybe they'd sort something out.
Is Sony, it's whether they would do or they would just say yep.
Well, I mean, they could do a lot of things, but obviously if they will, it's a different matter.
Yeah. So yeah, interesting. It looks nice.
It does look quite nice.
It's a tidy bit of kit. The only thing that
bothers me, no clue yet on price though.
Only thing that bothers me is it's a larger screen.
Screen smaller.
It's a smaller screen actually. It looks larger, I must admit, because...
Well, it looks larger because there's nothing else on the front.
Yeah.
But it's a bit smaller.
I would like to see it actually... Yeah, it looks like it's about that. It looks taller.
No, it's just... let's see if we can find the exact dimensions of it.
But the only thing that bothers me is the fact that they're going into the engineering mechanics of a mobile phone. You know, the slidey up and down. And those... It's a mechanical thing that can break. Now, I imagine it will be a lot more sturdier on this, but...
I don't know. It's not that big.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking at her hand there...
I mean, it's not much bigger than this, my phone.
Yeah, true. It looks like it's got a D-pad with an analog stick in the middle. So it looks like it's similar setup control-wise.
Yeah, I mean, it looks
as before.
Like it's still got all the controls. You've got your regular X, triangle, square.
But the dimension,
circle.
The dimensions, it looks a lot taller than wider previously on the dimensions of the screen. The screen on the old PSP looked a lot wider than it was taller in comparison.
Maybe that's just the angle of this particular
image. Yeah, I think it's just the way that it looks. It's really hard for comparison. It'll be quite good to actually see this.
Now I'm going to go over some pictures and some facts about
shut up. So yeah, still a widescreen display, 3.8 inches. Yeah, so that's the same size screen as the HTC Touch HD.
Mm.
The iPhone screen is 3.5 inches. Mm. So this is a bit bigger because it's widescreen.
All right, so it really is like a pocket PSP.
Yeah.
It's a good idea because you can see that they're not making a new slimline PSP.
Yeah, this is like getting a bit old with that one. Now.
Like the one that I wish I'd got hold of now, and I really, really do wish I'd bought one, was the DS Micro. Not DS, it was the
Game SP, Boy Micro.
Yeah, the Game Boy Micro, where it was just for that kind of slip it in your pocket and you just play an old game sort of thing. And it's got that sort of feel of it's like just slide it in your pocket. It's not having like the bulky PSP and having to change games. It's like shoving a big memory card. Now, did they say what flash it's got 16 gigs.
16 gigabytes of internal storage. It's also got memory card slot to...
So putting videos on this, it's you can see that they paid attention to the market with like where the iPhone has pushed things and other devices. This digital media, I must admit, this is probably the first official games console that has decided to go pure digital. Where, you know, you could say that like our type of phones, from your phone to my phone, are digital video games, but it's not their primary goal in life of what they achieve. Where this is a media games console which is turned away from the hard data that the game is stored on. It's a bold move. But
there's also rumours of some sort of retail hookup as well. So they're not going to alienate all their retailers just quite yet. So maybe you'd buy a box and get in the store which would have like a code to redeem or something like that.
Mm.
Or, I mean, even better, I think, would have a Wi-Fi hotspot in stores and enable you to buy and download the game really fast over a quick internet there.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting, like, you know, especially if you've got slow broadband, it'll take, you know, quite a while. Because PSP games are, you know, half a gig to a gig.
Or if you have no internet access at all, you have to hit it on a Wi-Fi area. Yeah. So.
Or you could go into a store, all the games are already available in this like fancy counter thing. You just put in your card, you know, turn your Wi-Fi on and download them.
Which has been available for DS for quite some time for demos and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they've done like little goofy things like that with a DS with like stupid Pokemon and stuff, but nothing like proper. But I mean, you know, I think Sony, obviously retailers would be a bit about this.
We're not getting any hard media here, but
we're not getting our cut. I mean, World of Warcraft and like Xbox Live stuff, you know, at least you've got the cards in store.
Yeah.
So they're still getting their cut.
Maybe there's something that they will look into is the fact of selling points cards, because the thing is, at the moment with PlayStation Network, you have what's called a wallet. It's a bit similar system of what it is on the Xbox Live, where you will say, I want this many Microsoft points, then you've got them, and you've always got them until you spend them. You have the same thing where you put your card details, it charges your card, and you put a set amount of cash in your wallet, and then you spend it as you please. But that means that the person who owns this has got to have access to having online money, having to put their card on and stuff, and it's whether the mum wants to have it. So having
a lot of, especially kids, you know, having it available in store, just points, you know, obviously makes sense.
And then have them, you know, points set up specifically for that game, like they did with the Grand Theft Auto 4 expansion pack. You know, it's advertising the game as such. So it's interesting to see where they actually go forward with this. But I quite like it. It's a bold move by Sony to actually
keep
hardcoring at their handheld
console. What everyone's been saying for ages, they're going to have to get rid of that UMD drive.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, what's more universal than digital download? You know,
a shop with a game you can go and buy. Try saying universal digital download to some bloke in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
My internet don't work here.
It's not having to rely on a format. It's not HD discs. It's not Blu-ray. It's not UMD. It's not some groovy format that may get out of date. It's just pure digital. So it's a bold move by Sony to push forwards into this area, and I'm curious to see if anybody will follow quickly and snap up behind. I've always said,
yeah, Microsoft.
I've always been curious whether Microsoft would ever dip their toe into the handheld market, gaming-wise, something that's actually labelled with Xbox on it.
Zune HD.
Yeah,
play XNA games.
Yeah, it's the whole something that is part of and packaged with the Xbox brand.
Zune.
Yeah. It'd be curious to see Zoom if they would ever go into, because obviously Nintendo have always been the leading in the market. The PSP did push forwards with the fact that they said, "Look, we can be portable, but high performance graphics." And they're here stepping it up again, and it's nice to see that Sony are not failing at the sides. I must admit, I have been thinking that they are really falling by.
Clearly they spent the last 18 months or so developing this.
Yeah, and it shows some good things. I must admit, the fact that there has been a rumorville that there's going to be slimline PlayStation 3 coming out, I'm curious to know if what people thought was all this modern technology that's coming out of Sony Entertainment was actually this PSP Go. I do hope that maybe on the actual E3 that a new PlayStation 3 is announced, like their slimline version, because it seems to be their ongoing theme now since the PlayStation 1 to actually keep pushing at the technology to make a smaller.
Yeah, but the PlayStation 1, the slimline version came out like 5 years after it was released. You know, PlayStation 2, it must have been 4 years.
Yeah, it was a better. I must admit, it was a much better version.
And plus, both of those consoles were easier to shrink than a PS3, because the PS2 had a great bay which was unused.
Yeah, there was a lot.
The power supply they removed altogether and made it external with the PS2 slimline.
But that was a great thing. It was solving some major issues. PlayStation Portable, not so much. It was just, it was more of a cosmetic, surgical enhancement. A cut here, a tuck there. This seems like a kind of a jump like they did with, we're going to go from the Game Boy to the DS. This is kind of like the PSP, a newer version. It's a different technology. It's kind of like the jumps on the DS where it's taking a piece of what it used to do before and saying, sorry, it won't do that anymore, but it will do this. So, yeah, they seem to be learning it up. But, yeah, I agree with you. If we look at the PlayStation 3's history from its ultimate arrival to losing all of those extra bits, which I find annoying, the fact it's not got any backwards compatibility, but today's PlayStation 3 still has the software for making virtual memory cards for PlayStation 1 and 2, even though it won't recognize the discs. I'm curious to see whether they could ever scalpel any more off that console without damaging its specs.
Yeah, they could get rid of the hard drive. They could get rid of the controller boards.
Make the hard drive external.
Bluetooth is an add-on.
And it all costs £20 each one, you know.
Let's talk a bit about G.I. Joe, shall we?
Yeah, I had a look at the pre-E3
This is
trailers.
Adam getting desperate now.
Yeah, I saw this and it was G.I. Joe.
Adam, of course, was immediately interested.
I was thinking, right, now, have they made a video game from the toys, or have they made a video game from the movie? And it looks like they've gone from the movie, but pushed it further so that it's still in line with, like, the toys and stuff. It is produced by EA. It does look like a classic. We're going to make some money off the whole of this movie coming out. Bit disappointed to see for a release at E3. It looks like one of those ones that people pay money, buy it, play it, complete it, go, wow, that was a waste of my time.
That was a waste of money.
And then trade it in and wish they hadn't bought it. So it was a bit of a disappointment to see that straight off the bat at the E3 thing. But stranger things have happened. I can't see what the next video is. DJ Hero. Now, I know that
for those Guitar Hero fans who are really DJs, not guitarists.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple of months ago about the fact that they were on about the they would be releasing in the Hero, Guitar Hero realm of video games at least 5 more titles. Now, they've just released one last Friday, which was the Metallica edition of Guitar Hero with the World Tour features added in, which I really want to get my hands on. But this, they seem to push out into new realms, so they've gone for DJ Hero. Now, I was a little bit curious of what this was going to be like. Now, I've seen the equipment for it, which looks like a little set of decks with a turntable with 3 buttons on and the fade in and out between tracks little wiggly stick. I've watched part of the game being played. Now, you didn't get to see the interaction between the person with the hardware and the actual software. It was just the software running. But the sounds that that's actually being produced and the way it comes about, for a lot of people who like that style of music, it seems like it's going to be an opening door for people who have probably played someone else's Guitar Hero or Rock Band and are kind of like, I want my 10 cents. I want it for what I like. It's going to open the floodgates. I wouldn't be surprised to see more of this with the fact that you're either Rock Band, you're Guitar Hero, or you're DJ Hero. And
I think it's all lame, personally. What if you all just play Fallout, for example?
Oh, Fallout. I'm loving it. Yeah, don't get me sidetracked on that game. But yeah, it does look good. I've had a look on the website. They're still releasing bits and bobs as it comes along. So a lot more information will probably be out at E3, which will be quite interesting.
What about this... sorry to butt in and like try and move things along. Yeah. What about this Mini Ninjas thing?
Mini Ninjas I'd seen advertised as being released on
this
DS.
This is another one of Adam's crazy games.
DS a while ago, but I've had a look at this one, which is going to be coming out. Very strange video. I would definitely recommend looking at the pre-E3 video for it coming out. It's kind of like a weird shogun guy is stealing all of the animals and turning them into bad guy shogun warriors and samurais and stuff, and some of your ninja friends who have gone in to stop them have been captured and all turned into these bad guys, and you're the last little mini ninja left, and you have to go in and you have the ability. The gameplay for it is really nice. It looks amazing for what the graphics are. It looks very much like Legend of Zelda Wind Waker without it being cel shaded. It's got a very chalky look to it, and it's very unique how they've actually gone about colouring in all the textures. Because the bad guys are always after animals, you have this ability. If anybody's watched the Japanese anime Naruto, there's all these things where they're going on about jutsus, special ninja moves that allow you to do these different tricks, and they seem to have built in all of this stuff into the ninja's little resume of abilities of targeting in slow motion all of these people and then quickly moving from one to the other, beating them up, and then you hear him under his breath going jutsu, and he'll hide and form into a animal and take control of it. So you have this, it showed him being a warthog and he was knocking all these people off, and then they would chase the warthog and he would jump away from it and they would carry on chasing it and he would drop behind them and then attack them. He had one of those straw hat things that that they wear, that you see like the samurais wearing in like Ninja Scroll and stuff, and he's running along and all the arrows are hitting it, and then it shows him later and he's actually sat in the hat and he's got on a boat and he's like going past all these koi carp and he's paddling along, and it does seem like a good 3D adventure action game, but it's got a very unique engine. It feels like you've not seen this before, and it's got a very comical and, I don't know, childish look about it, which kind of intrigued me into wanting to play it, but not in a it's for kids, it seems like a it's open for everyone style of game. So I must admit, I've been waiting for this one for quite some time, but now I've seen the bigger brother over the DS version, I've got quite excited about wanting to play this. So yeah, I'm quite up for this one. Next game was Batman Arkham Asylum. I've watched a few videos of this but not watched any of the gameplay. They've released, I think it was, they were saying that it's only on PlayStation 3 from what the video was suggesting, that you would be able to play as the Joker, but it looks like it might be just either a rumor or pre-release gizmo thing that you can do. But yeah, some of the videos showing the gameplay of it, I've always said that Batman games were always needed to be made but were never successful, and each one has always got my hopes up but
and then totally let you down.
Yeah, And I've always said that Arkham Asylum is probably going to be the one where I would actually... they would succeed. And I think the problem is you can let Batman have too much free roaming and you'll take away from Batman what it actually is. Now, fair enough, with Prototype and Infamous has just been released, if you went into something like that, I think you could get away with it. But this one, they've gone for something a lot better with the fact that because you're permanently inside a building, it's structured, you're being in the shadows. They actually showed different elements of what the gameplay was going to be like. One of them was the whole battle sequence where you've actually got this flow system allowing you to jump from one person to the other and having to keep this combo going. As more the combo keeps going, the more abilities you have to be able to knock all these different people about, and if you miss it you lose your combo and it becomes harder to attack them, you can stun them. And as you're going through doing this, more and more bad guys will come out and you can do these different finishers, or if you do them at the wrong time it puts it to your disadvantage. And it does look quite incredible with the way the graphics work, the way that Batman is actually fighting. But then he actually showed this like bit where you were doing the Predator mode, where you're actually, which is what it's nicknamed as, and you're being the Predator, you're hunting your prey, you're being Batman up high on these gargoyles inside this room, and you're actually working out where to attack the AI, how to drop down, distract one, how to actually... if you knock someone out, they will actually come running for the sound. But the AI is so unique, there's no standard patterns of what they will do, which means that every time you play this level, it will always be different, or the way that they will go about something. And you've got an arsenal of your utility belt of what you can actually do, and your tactics of going in hardcore or actually stepping back and trying to pick them off one at a time, distracting a load so they all group over, and the last one to get there, you drop down, take him out, and then leave something that will detonate as a surprise for when they come over to check on this guy. And all the bad guys are wearing these collars that the Joker can monitor what they're like and if they've been knocked unconscious and stuff, so he's always telling them what to do. And the less bad guys he's got on like this particular mission, the less likely they are to follow his orders, because they're getting all freaked out and they're like, screw you man, I'm not going to work with you, I'm going to try and find bats myself. And they all start getting a bit erratic, and it is quite good. And a lot of it was you were up high hiding on these little gargoyles in this room, but you could still drop down and sneak up against walls, take people out with the batarang and stuff like that. And I must admit, if it plays as well as it looks, this game is going to be a success, because it's got everything that a Batman game needs. Because Batman games have been good, but you're straight away thinking, yes, this should just not have been Batman, it could have been something else. But being Batman, you've got so many high expectations. So yeah, pretty impressed with that.
Alright, let's crack on with what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, Supreme Commander 2.
The first one was fantastic.
Yeah.
Even Adam played it.
Yeah, even I own it, and it's...
best RTS.
Yeah.
Ever.
For the fact of massive armies, massive areas, massive gameplay. You know, we would play a game together, and even if you were like holding back but you were still kicking my ass, the game we could be playing for at least an hour instead of playing a quick skirmish.
I could wipe you out in 5 minutes if I want.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. But you know, the game could last a lot longer because you had more to do, you had more things to keep yourself occupied. It wasn't
happy base building and, you know, making all these other little bases and stuff like that, you know. Especially when it's like a friendly match, when you're just playing against your mates, not like online, where you'll immediately get rushed, and that's that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Supreme Commander 2 will be shown at E3. They've released the pre-release trailer already,
which looks like the opening sequence CGI.
Yeah,
trailer.
They've got a bit of CGI showing the characters of all the factions.
And that there was
very
peace.
Square Enix, I have to say.
Yeah, it was very kind of showing that there was a peace after like the alliance thing that happened, and something has happened, and now they're back at war. It showed a few units, the robot military soldiers, and a few other bits. We saw that nice little dinosaur thing I was on about, that walker that came over and stuff. So
looks good.
Yeah,
although it won't be out until next year.
Did notice that straight off the trailer, it did show Xbox 360, so it looks like they're going to probably be releasing more nearer the time, because I think they did hit quite a good market with, yeah, because it's Square Enix. That's why it would gas powered and Square Enix. That's why the CG looks a little bit more Square Enix sort of vibe. But no, I must admit, I'm looking forward to it just for the fact that
it's Supreme Commander.
It's Supreme Commander.
As long as they don't goof it up,
yeah,
it'd be fantastic.
I think they realised that the first one, they had everything in there. It just needs to be tweaked and more units, different things, change it up a bit like they did with the last expansion. But no, I'm quite impressed and looking forward to it. It's going to be good. And the fact that it's out on Xbox 360 as well. I don't know if they'll have a similar release date or it'll be close release date.
Well, it says
date.
2010, so...
Yeah, I won't be surprised there'll be similar release dates for when they come out because... It looked pretty good.
Yeah, the 360 version was about 6 months behind the PC one, if I recall.
I think it was a thing that came afterwards, sort of thing.
Yeah, it was like, the Xbox version, I'll be doing that.
But yeah, pushing towards Xbox RTS more and more. There is a market for it. I have met people who really do like RTSs, and their first experience with RTSs were Command & Conquer on the Xbox 360. And they actually really do like them, but there are people who have consoles. All they can afford is an Xbox.
Well, for those are RTS fans, Halo Wars is currently £20 in game, which isn't bad.
No, not bad at all. Actually, I quite liked it once I got played through most of that on the demo.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I wouldn't pay £40 for it, but £20, yeah.
But I still had this inkling of I want it on a PC. I don't know. If they brought it out so that only for those games. Yeah. That they allowed a ability to use a mouse and a keyboard, so you can plug in a mouse and a keyboard. Because I don't know, are any of the RTSs on PlayStation? Is Red Alert?
Yeah, Red Alert's on PlayStation. I don't know if you can use keyboard or mouse. I imagine you can.
Well, I know straight off the beat you can use keyboard or mouse in pretty much most games off it. So I would imagine it would probably work. Keyboard and mouse work straight as soon as you plug them in, because I plug my Microsoft mouse into my thing for surfing the internet. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
There's a few other non-E3 related news items as well we should go into. Are you a Sky subscriber?
No.
Okay. Well, Sky people can watch their stuff on Xbox 360 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, not now, but in the not too distant future. So you'll be able to watch live sport, all the stuff. They'll have like a catch-up thing like on iPlayer,
right.
All that sort of stuff for Xbox 360.
Cool.
It doesn't, however, say if you need a gold membership or not, because I know for the Netflix stuff in the United States, you have to be a gold subscriber to actually get any of the Netflix stuff.
Mm.
And of course, you also have to be a subscriber to Netflix, so... You
gets a bit pricey after a while.
Yeah. Obviously, watching your TV over the internet is a recipe for disaster.
Yes, it is.
Until we get better internet and we get rid of all these stupid bandwidth limits and caps.
Mm. Bigger internet. That's what we want. Bigger internet.
The intertubes must be biggered.
Yes.
Other news, Zune HD has been announced.
Ooh, that is quite sweet.
Yep, it looks quite nice. It's got a widescreen display now.
Will we ever get it in the UK? No.
Who knows? Although there is a bit of related news to that. The video marketplace on the Xbox 360 will be replaced with the Zune marketplace. So they're like obviously trying to merge all their stuff, which is obvious, really. Mm. UK release unknown. They've only announced it for the United States so far, but it's quite a nice-looking player. It's got a good screen. It's OLED as well, so it's low power and looks good.
Nice.
Touchscreen, new digital radio, HD video out, so you can output 720p to a telly or whatever. Wireless web browser, all that sort of stuff.
All that sort of jazz, looking good, looking nice. Quite like it, actually. If it didn't have any graphics on the screen, I'd swear it was a new phone. It looks that stylish. It looked like it could be.
Yeah, well,
phone.
There's a lot of rumor about like a Zune gaming device as well. Mm. Now, this Zune HD has an NVIDIA Tegra GPU. Which is not exactly a slow piece of kit. It's like the high-end mobile chipset. Why would you have such a high-powered GPU in it?
Yeah.
Unless you were planning on doing gaming with it.
To be honest, if they could turn around and go, right, we're either there is something with this or a different type of Zune that they're going to release that is going to be competing against PSP Go, where it is a mobile media device that has the ability to play all of your Xbox Arcade games.
I mean, that's the thing. The Zune plays XNA games.
So is that all of the arcade games?
No, it's... it's the XNA development platform.
Oh, that one,
you
yeah.
Can, yeah, so you know, if you... You spend 100 quid a year, you can write games, put them on your Xbox, you can release them to the wider community, you can write it for the Zune. Obviously, you need, you know, scale it down and change the controls.
Yeah.
So yeah, but other than that, it all runs the same platform, basically.
If they brought out a gaming Zune, which would allow you to play all of those games, it would be quite good. Must admit, on other things, I did download off the PlayStation Network store Marvel vs. Capcom 2 demo, which is out. It's out.
Fight Night Round 4 is out as well. Demo yeah. Download. It's on my queue. I just need to turn the Xbox on.
That does look good. But it's out on PlayStation first because it's a demo only. Obviously, once the demo is out on Xbox, the proper game will be out on Xbox as well. So Xbox, you'll have to wait because PlayStation do release their arcade-style stuff on demos because they treat them as games, and like Xbox, where you get it and you get the trial version. So they can't obviously have a trial version, no game to buy with it. So it should be coming soon. I'm going to be getting it on my Xbox. The only problem, if you do have a PlayStation 3 and you do download it, word of warning, it is not a single-player demo. It is a two-player demo, and it, as a lot of people have found out, that this game has been having an add-on like Street Fighter 4 and everything else. Street Fighter 4 abilities of being able to play online. I can't remember if Street Fighter 2 HD had the online capabilities. I think it might have, actually. The demo does not have that ability. All it has is two player off controllers, and because I only have one controller for my PlayStation 3, I was unable to actually see what the game even looks like, even though it's been knocked up to HD specs. So I'm going to have to wait for it to actually be released before I can actually give it a go, but it's my last lot of Microsoft points are eagerly waiting there. I was thinking I'd probably spend them on my Fallout expansions, but to be honest, I'm not going to bother buying those until I've actually got a hell of a lot further or completed the game, just so that I get as much of the content as possible. So I'm probably going to spend these last lot of points on
other stuff.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Your silly fighting game.
Yeah. Right.
It's only 30 minutes, dude.
Yeah. But I need my dinner. I want food. So yeah, I'm going to.
We've had a couple. The reason we've had two short episodes in the last 2 weeks is because of Chris.
Yeah, but it's quite good. They get two podcasts now.
Yeah, but most of them don't listen to the other one.
But it means that they can listen to this show and not have to worry about WoW news, because WoW news is segregated.
But we can still we still do big WoW news on here.
Yeah,
but we don't spend the whole show talking about World of Warcraft.
No,
but yeah, you can check out our World of Warcraft podcast, which is called Gamercast WoW Edition. At gamercast.net/WoW edition.
Sweet.
We have an RSS feed as well, which is whatever it is, it's on the website.
And I will get round to putting the WoW edition on iTunes. I'm going to do it now. I must do it now.
Yes, you will.
Other
than that, website gamercast.net. Send us feedback via the website. Just post a comment, and if you're lucky, we'll read it out. Or you can just email feedback@gamercast.net. Next week we'll have a big show. In fact, I might tell Chris we're going to cancel the WoW edition, because I can't hack doing two podcasts on the back when we've got a massive E3 episode next week. Because I'm going to be dead.
Yeah.
I can't do two podcasts in one day. We'll have to reschedule the WoW one.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll have a look at the WoW videos and all the bits and bobs that are out and stuff. Unfortunately, it's not going to be as good as the first big E3 for the Wii coming out, because when E3 was out for the Wii release, I was unemployed and I could actually sit there, and you used to send me the feed links for the live videos to actually watch it live streaming over the internet, which is all great and fun, but I'm going to be at work, so.
No, you're not. Most of it will be when you finish work.
Will it?
Well, yeah, they're 9 hours behind us.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so if you do see them...
You just have to stay up late.
If you do see them, send them across to me and I'll watch them. So yeah, we'll be watching whatever has been released and out of all three banks, from Nintendo to Xbox and PlayStation.
And Supreme Commander.
We will...
Supreme Commander.
And the PC platform.
Supreme Commander.
We will see what is being released.
I wonder if they'll release a new PSP.
Yeah, I'm curious. I've got a feeling they may release one.
Let's see a slimline Xbox. Let's have a big hardware revision on the Xbox, please.
With no red lights.
Yeah, for Christ's sake.
Mine's been behaving, so I'm happy.
We get a lot of PS3s return nowadays.
Yeah.
They're reached a level where they are, you know, start getting returns on them now.
Right. We shall see you guys
next week.